Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Okay, so we brought up birthdays. Now, I know maybe the next birthday I have, you know, that we celebrate and get some Brewers Outlet stuff. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, roast their peanuts fresh and out every day, six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. Big weekend. Penn State, Minnesota basketball tomorrow. Ravens, Chiefs at 3. 6:30, Niners, Lions on Sunday. What a weekend. Stock up now at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia. Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. So the suit texted me all this. Another one of those long text exchanges where I barely reply. So it says, we're talking about people taking time off for their birthday, which you can do anything you want. We all have our own standards in life as to what we want to do. If I have to work on my birthday, I work on my birthday. I'd love to do today's game, but I'm sorry, it's my birthday. It says here, quote, I take advantage of the free stuff you get on your birthday. Free Grand Slam breakfast. Free money at the casino. Free ice cream. It's not an issue when you win. My response was, oh, God. Really? This is where we are?
I get the free ice cream. I'm a little iffy on the free Grand Slam breakfast.
Oh, no. No way. I wouldn't get a Grand Slam breakfast. You could offer me free every day for life, I'd say no. So, like, because everybody knows I don't eat eggs. So, like, okay. And the free casino, free money at the casino, that doesn't interest me either. So I'm over there. Now, the free ice cream, I have to admit that's kind of cool. Huh?
He's going to give you a list of places where you can get your free ice cream.
Oh, you know, okay. Oh, by the way, no King today. Tied up with work this afternoon. Can't do the show. We all went 3-1 last week. He says he has Kansas City and San Francisco.
Ooh.
All right. So that's fine. All right. So, okay. Is this all? The suit's got to be listening here. Is this all the free stuff you get on your birthday?
Well, I think there's more stuff. He probably doesn't. The text stuff is going to be much longer.
He can send it. That's fine. I just want to know, like, what's he getting out of this? You know, I know what the company's not getting on his birthday. Work. That part we do know. We do know what they're not getting.
Is that different than any other day, though?
You know, as each show passes, you get more like me. I have to admit, I'm so proud.
That's all right. He can slap me in the back of the head tonight, though. He won't see you.
I'm so proud. I've converted you in a short period of time. You now see things my way. Either that or you always saw it my way, and I've just articulated it in such a way where you're like going, I'm with you.
His car was in the parking lot when I pulled in, so I thought I was safe.
Yeah. Well, so you get a free Grand Slam breakfast, free money at the casino, free ice cream. Right? Anything else that you get for free because it's your birthday? Am I missing something here?
Actually, the biggest thing for me would be the free time. If you're taking the day off of work.
For those that don't know, this year, the Penn State Michigan basketball game was on my birthday, right? The Palestra. Like, look, that's not. Is it work? Yeah, but it's not work. I mean, you know.
I mean, that's the way I feel about it too. Because usually on my I'm a summer birthday, and I'm usually at a Legion game or a Little League game. And
yeah, yeah.
It's.
But you like it.
Yeah, it's something. It's. I'm sitting on the sunshine watching baseball on my birthday. That's probably good enough for me.
Yeah. No one's sitting there going, gee, I hope I get a cake. I mean, it's like, come on, make the shot. Let's go.
Sing to you?
No, Dick. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell anybody.
I didn't know until you just said it.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't, you know, the reason I didn't tell anybody is because it's not like, oh, I don't want people to know. It's just another birthday. I could care less about the freaking thing. To me, the whole thing was, can they win the game? And I didn't want them to win the game because that's my birthday present. What are you, nuts? I wanted them to win the game for them. Right? And it was fun going back on the bus with them, especially after a long trip, because that was the trip where, two shows in East Lansing with you, and the Friday I did the show. I'm trying to think how I did the Friday one. Now I guess I did the three shows in East Lansing. I didn't do any shows in Philadelphia. I went to Philadelphia, but it was after the show on Friday was over. So I did three straight shows in Lansing. And so we were on the road for. I mean, that was the one we had to go to Target to get clothes. And I always, as you know, I pack one day over all the time. Well, I pack one day over, so after the game on Wednesday night, the 4th? No, it was Thursday night, the 4th. After the game on Thursday night, the 4th, I got up the next day, and I did have clothes for Friday because I packed one day over. The problem was the road trip was going to then continue Saturday into Sunday, so there was a Target on Grand Avenue, which is, you know, it's a few blocks down from the hotel. And one by one, all of us went down there, coaches, right? I mean, the players were able to get their stuff, you know, they have laundry done for them, so they didn't have to worry about it. But the coaching staff and, you know, myself, we had to all go down there and pick something up to get through the weekend. And the weird thing is about it, every single thing I bought, it was just a couple days worth, I have not worn since. Because it was any port in the storm. And, as a Target, it was not exactly the flagship of the fleet. It was one of those small ones where the men's clothing area was a square. That was it. So they had some golf shirts, some T-shirts. I probably should have brought the T-shirts instead, but because the golf shirts were and socks and things like that. And the selection of socks was lousy.
Was there a stand-up of Jim Harbaugh in his khakis?
Well,
I guess not in Lansing, huh?
It was Michigan State.
Yeah, not in Lansing. Never mind.
No. But they had a lot of Michigan State clothing, and they said, well, why don't you buy one of those golf shirts? I said, I'm sorry. I'd rather I'd rather go to with a washboard to the Red Cedar Creek and rather wash yesterday's clothes and dry them out before I do that. All right, so we're not going to put on a Michigan State golf shirt. Because I was talking to Dana O'Neill a couple days after that, and her son, Kiernan, goes to Michigan State. He's one of the managers of the Michigan State basketball team. And she said, "Where did you go?" I said, "Well, I went to Target." She says, "The one on Grand Avenue?" She says, "Yeah." She knew. She knew. I said, "Not exactly filled with a wide array of choices." But yeah, so I mean, so that was my birthday. I mean, so the, whatever I wore on my birthday, I haven't worn since because that was the backup clothing, right? That was the backup stuff. I mean, the suit has not gotten back to me with any other free stuff he gets on his birthday. So you get to take advantage of free stuff you get on your birthday, free Grand Slam breakfast. You and I are both like, no. Free money at the casino, yes or no, Todd?
That would be a yes for me.
Okay, it would be no for me, don't care. Free ice cream.
That's a definite yes.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. No, I take the free ice cream. What the heck? No. Well, maybe in moderation, but yeah, the free ice cream thing, absolutely. Okay, so the Ravens play the Chiefs tomorrow. Bo Smolka did a great job of breaking the game down yesterday, and he's the one that told all of us that it looked like Mark Andrews had a chance to play some during the game. And now today the Ravens have cleared him, and the door is open for him to play some. So Bo was spot on with his reporting to us yesterday. They are the best-rounded team of the four remaining. They're the best-rounded team, in my opinion. What do you think, Todd?
I would agree with that. I guess my only caveat with that is, you know, when San Francisco's right and plays their best game, I think they're pretty close to being as well-rounded as the Ravens are as well. But they're not as consistent as the Ravens have been all year.
But I would take Jackson over Purdy.
In a heartbeat.
Okay, that's the difference. All right, and between the two. Because Brock Purdy, to his credit, can deliver to you a series of first-round draft pick performances. And then he'll hit one where he delivers a seventh-round pick performance. Right? And that's the difference. Oh, I've got more texting here. Here we go. Here it comes. You also get a free cookie on your birthday, too. A lot of free stuff is now the entire month of July. A lot of the free stuff is now the whole month of July. So it's not as pressing to get it all in one day. Ricardo Montalban played in the movie Star Trek The Wrath of Khan. He played Khan. He delivered this memorable line that really fits this scenario. I grow fatigued. Oh, he's sending me another text. We'll get to that in a moment. What can I say? I love free.
There's several retorts.
One is, for the moment on this show, we're free of him. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. A free cookie on your birthday, too. A lot of free stuff is now the whole month of July, so it's not as pressing to get it all done in one day. What can I say? I love free. Oh, imagine that being your motto in life. What can I say? I love free.
That sounds like a t-shirt.
You know, that's what we should do. We should chip in and get him a t-shirt. It says, "What can I say? I love free.
You'd wear it. It'd be a gift from the heart.
I don't know if I'd phrase it that way. Sure. Yeah, I'm sure our hearts were in it when we sent it. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. So Ravens, Chiefs tomorrow. The Chiefs have not given up more than 30 points in a game this season. That's something that should be people should be reminded of when watching this game. That as much as we look at Patrick Mahomes and everything he does, or Travis Kelce and who he brings with him, the Chiefs' defense has played really well. And by the way, it looks like they're going to get Willie Gay back for this game. We've talked a lot about Mark Andrews maybe playing some plays, but Willie Gay did not play in the game against Buffalo. It looks like he's going to be back for the game on Sunday for that Chiefs linebacking crew, and he's an important part of what they do. And then there's this one. Jadeveon Clowney, first overall pick in the draft. Remember, everybody said maybe you should skip his junior year, not play at South Carolina, because after the big hit he put on Smith, the running back for Michigan, that, you know, that's the one that, oh, yeah. Right. What kind of society are we? We tell people not to do things. Like, in other words, I tell you, like serious stuff, don't do it. But, like, don't play? Don't go to work? Don't play? It's like okay, this is where we are? We're into the don't? Right? People are telling them, don't play. Oh, for goodness sakes. Okay. They won't bother being a part of a team. You're just like that, like, you know, hey, good luck to you guys. I know I'm here, but I'm not going to play. A lot of people, he was one of the first guys they were saying in the media, don't play. Well, okay, well, fine. If I'm running the newspaper, I looked over and said, fine, don't write. And guess what? Keep not writing, because we're not going to pay you. it's as simple as that. But to his credit, yeah, he's a good player with Houston. He did okay with Cleveland. He goes now to Baltimore after this long career. And, you know, he's talking about how many years later. And he's had a terrific season. And he's critical as to what they do. And let's give all the credit in the world, because, I mean, that hit on Smith, on Vincent Smith in the Outback Bowl was 2013. I mean, that was 11 years ago. And since then, he's been good, but not great. Well, he's had a terrific season this year. I mean, terrific season. And, you know, you're talking about a guy who this year was able to get 9.5 sacks. He's important to what they do. Everybody thought he was going to be the next Lawrence Taylor. He wasn't. I didn't think he was the next Lawrence Taylor. To me, there's one of those guys, and that's it. There are others you can compare it to. I always love when people would try to, well, Willie McGinnis, he's a lot like, nah, he really isn't. And that's not, and McGinnis is a Hall of Famer, right? Just be you. Just be the best you. You don't have to be, you know, compared to somebody else. Maybe stylistically we can talk about your style is similar to, but, the, you know, there's only one of those guys.
I think the noise around Lawrence Taylor has now kind of obscured about how good he was.
Oh, well, yeah, what he did off the field stuff's been whatever. But, like, as a football player? As a football player? My goodness. Remember, the Giants had the second overall pick in the draft. George Rogers went first. And then they picked Taylor second. You're like, okay. This, and then you saw right away, like, my goodness gracious. What did they? And Bill Belichick knew exactly what to do with him. That was the big part. But, you know, some people thought Clowney might be that kind of player that could stand up, that could rush him off the edge. Nah, that never really was his bag. And he had some good seasons. Wasn't like he had, you know, lousy seasons, but he had some good seasons, some okay seasons. To his credit, he's reinvented himself this year. And that is, that's great.
Never had I was going to say, never had a double-digit sack season. That 9.5 sacks ties his career high.
That's his high watermark. What did you think about Vic Fangio?
I thought that was an interesting. It kind of seems that he got thrown under the bus this morning, too, in Miami. A couple guys came out and said that they didn't get along with him, and that's one of the reasons that they're glad he's gone. But hopefully he helps the Eagles.
Yeah, you know what? I think on the surface, it looks like a pro's pro hire. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, you know? And we'll see. It seems like people have figured out the Fangio defense at times, at least this season, and we'll see if he makes the adjustments that he needs to make.
Yeah. And how he adapts, how the players adapt to his personnel and how he his scheme and how he adapts his scheme to the Eagles' personnel. Or the lack thereof.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sorry, the month of January isn't over without getting some free stuff. Just kidding! Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar, led by my two personal favorites, the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the weekend now. It could be a little precipitation on Sunday. Make sure you're fully stocked. Kick back, watch some Penn State basketball tomorrow night with Minnesota. Watch the Ravens-Chiefs Sunday at 3, then the Niners and Lions at 6:30. There you go. You're just going, yep, I already went to Brewers Outlet. All set. So we talked about, Kevin's choices were, because he can't join us today, were Kansas City and San Francisco. So in the Chiefs game with the Ravens, who are you picking?
Man, I'm torn about this because I think the Ravens are a better team, and I think I'm going to go with the Ravens, but... You know, it's really hard to pick against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs.
It's hard to pick against him in the playoffs if his receivers cooperate. Right? Against Buffalo, their cooperation was unquestioned. They caught everything. If they duplicate that kind of performance as receivers, Valdez, Scantling, Rice, Hardeman, although Hardeman did fumble at the goal line, it went out of the end zone. Yeah. For a touchback, Kelsey, Gray, if they duplicate that performance, it's hard to get them off the field. Their problem has been red zone efficiency. Even when they're playing well, red zone efficiency has been the problem because they've been getting too many field goals and not enough touchdowns. Baltimore, here's the part that will concern you. Until he does it in this moment, this is not the moment where Lamar Jackson has in his career excelled. He played very well last week against Houston. I'm not going to say he played great against Houston, but he played very well, especially in the second half. He played really well in the second half because that was a, 10-10 game at halftime. Let's not kid ourselves. And, you know, does he play a turnover-free game? If he plays a turnover-free game in conjunction with that defense, Baltimore is in good shape, especially with their kicker. Although Buckner, Harrison Buckner is as is just about the same kind of guy Tucker is. I mean, and remember, both these, Buckner kicks on grass too. Okay, and that is, and the defenses, Smith and Queen and Clowney and Hamilton, major league players. But you look over at Kansas City, Chris Jones. They got Willie Gay back. I'm big on McLeod. And Snead is a tremendous player. You got a lot of really good defensive talent out there on both sides. That's what makes this a tough game to break down. I mean, you're going to tell me the better quarterback, the guy you'd rather have no matter what, it would be Mahomes. The Lamar Jackson world doesn't want to hear that. But that's a fact.
I really think this is going to be, I'd be shocked if both teams get anywhere near 30 points. I really think this is going to be a defensive battle.
Yeah, it could be. And you'd say, well, who does that favor? I don't know if it favors anybody. It favors the team that can hit one big play.
Yeah. Look at that fourth quarter of that Buffalo game. If Chris Jones doesn't push the tackle back into Josh Allen, we might be talking about a Bills-Ravens game today.
Yeah. Yeah, we could. And that was a big play in that game.
I mean, Mahomes still gets the ball back with more than a minute left, so.
Yeah. Right. And on a day where they're catching the ball.
Yeah.
But if the Bills score a touchdown there, it's a four-point game. It means Kansas City has to score a touchdown.
And you were talking about Snead. Man, that ball that Allen threw to the slot receiver in front of Snead in the second half.
Yeah.
Run into his left.
Yeah.
That's not a throw many human beings can make.
It's also not a throw for the faint of heart.
No.
Either.
No.
You're not supposed to attempt to make that throw.
That's part of it, too.
Yeah. Oh, all right. And then there's San Francisco, Detroit. So my pick is going to be, I will pick Kansas City. It's probably different than everybody else, but I'll pick Kansas City. The Lions and 49ers. I'm not really crazy about how San Francisco played last week. Because Brock Purdy turned in one of those seventh-round performances. Like I said, he can play so often. He can play at a first-round level. That's why he's an MVP candidate. I mean, Lamar Jackson will win the MVP, but he's an MVP candidate. And but the problem in this game, to me, is simple. It is Detroit's secondary. And if Deebo Samuel plays, and it sounds like there's a chance he's going to, that is a big difference maker to me. So I'm going to pick the 49ers to win, despite America wants Detroit to win, which I completely understand. They've never been to the Super Bowl, and Dan Campbell's team is a fun team to watch. You know I've been on Detroit since week one, but I'm going to pick San Francisco in this game.
Honestly, the first thing I did while you were talking there was look up what the weather was going to be Sunday in San Francisco, because I think I think part of Brock Purdy's issues last week was the rain, and that seems to be when you read stuff from the San Francisco beat writers, that seems to be the days he struggles as well. But it's supposed to be 0% chance of rain in 66. So
good, nice day.
So I think the 49ers win, and you know I think teams have to learn to win these big games, and I think you know. The way they lost last year against the Eagles, and I think that's the biggest difference for the Lions right now is they've never been in this position, and you know it wouldn't surprise me if they lose this game and are back in that position next year like the 49ers were.
Well, the Eagles won the game last year for two reasons. One, they're the better team last year.
Yeah.
Right? They're the better team. But once San Francisco lost Purdy in the game, they had no shot.
No.
And then when Johnson got hurt, they're out there running wildcat. Like, I mean, it became almost farcical. I mean, I stopped watching because it became farcical to watch. It was farcical. You're like, okay, yeah, all right, I got it. It's a coronation. We're done. But, yeah. Some big news regarding the Big Ten tournament starting next year. We'll talk about that in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online, sunburymotors.com. Okay, college hoops today with John Rothstein. Reporting that the Big Ten is planning this, and this we told you this was going to happen. They're planning to stay at 20 league games when they expand to 18 schools by adding USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington. So staying at 20, and I've told you that repeatedly, I expect the Big Ten to stay at 20. And they're expected to make an official announcement on all this soon. But according to John Rothstein, the conference is also planning on having only 15 of the 18 teams participate in the Big Ten tournament in Minneapolis in 24-25. They said momentum had been growing to have only 14 or 15 teams in the Big Ten tournament when they added UCLA, Oregon, Washington, and USC. It sounds like they're going to settle on 15. That means three would be out of the conference tournament. There are certain sports where not everybody makes it. Baseball, for example, in the Big Ten, I think eight make it in baseball. There are other sports that are like that as well. But this is the men's basketball tournament. It makes money. And eliminating three out of the gate before you even get to the tournament, in my opinion, not the right move. But that's me. To me, in the men's tournament, everybody should be in. You're making money. And I don't know how you do 18. I haven't really thought it out. I'm not even sure how you do 15. I haven't really thought it out. But you don't need an extra day to do it. So it's not like you need an extra day of building rental. But if that's the case, that's not the right move by the Big Ten. It's just me. We'll see. It's not an official announcement. John's just reporting it, and John's always well-sourced on this. But at some point, they'll announce it. I wouldn't doubt that they announce it while they're at the Big Ten tournament. so everybody knows what the lay of the land will be next year with Minneapolis coming up. And if you're wondering if they, I've done every Big Ten tournament. As a matter of fact, I did every Atlantic 10 tournament too. Did all of them. So it would be unusual if Penn State were in that 16, 17, 18 spot, and I'd be sitting there and like, oh, the first time in years I'm not doing the Big Ten tournament? Really? Okay. All right. So maybe that has something to do with my opinion about this thing? But
I guess the Big Ten is always deep enough that I would think that, you know, even this year, the last place team I think has already has two wins. So, you know, is somebody coming through from the 18th seed to win it? Probably not. But I mean,
no.
They can certainly win a couple games.
No, and they could also enhance their resume to maybe get themselves to a postseason tournament. I'm not talking about the NCAAs.
Yeah,
they could do something to get themselves to the NIT. I don't, you know. I don't like the move. If that turns out to be the case, they're going to get a lot of outside pressure because of the report. There'll be a lot of outside pressure on it. We'll see how they respond to it, because there will be a lot of people, it doesn't matter where, saying, hey, come on, really? You're going to eliminate three teams before you even start the tournament?
You say that. I wonder if somebody leaked it for that exact reason.
Well, the original leak, which I did talk about a couple of months ago before you came on board, was it was going to be 14. That was the original. Now they're up to 15. And you're like, okay, but it's not going to be met with universal popularity. And it's interesting because Washington is okay, not great. Oregon has been struggling a bit. This is a tough year for UCLA. Normally, for obvious reasons, UCLA is normally really, really good. And USC's been better. Here's one for you. Hey, I'll throw this one out for you. We're only going to take 15 teams. And USC with Bronny James is 16th.
I'm guessing that would not go over well in several different areas.
Now, do I think he might still go to the draft this year? I mean, I do. I still think he goes to the draft this year.
I don't know what the two times I saw them play, I'm not... I mean, if he's getting drafted, that's only because of, you know, let's be honest, who his dad is and not with what he's shown on the basketball court yet.
Oh, I agree with you. But this particular move is... Remember the Big East did this? They did this as well. And everybody, even the teams at the top, said it was a bad rule. I mean, stop thinking. Just, okay, your job's to figure out how to make it work. Make it work. I mean, you wanted 18. All 18 should get there. Same thing for the women's tournament. They should all get there. It's like telling two wrestling programs they can't have anybody participate in the Big Ten Wrestling Championship.
You know, if they only want to bring 15 to the actual tournament, could you play off the teams that don't, that those bottom three, to see who makes the 15th team? Would that be, I don't know how fair that is, though.
No, I don't think you can do that.
Because that might be an extra or two extra games for somebody.
Yeah, right. So if that's what they're considering, it's, to me, it is not a good public relations move. You want to be able to bring, okay, if you want to move the tournament around, for example, bring it to Las Vegas, bring it to crypto.com in Los Angeles, don't you want to have every brand there? That's the whole point of moving it around, is to have everybody there, every brand there.
Like, it's in Minneapolis this year, right? Or is that next year?
Yes, it's in Minneapolis this year and next year.
No, that's one of those things. Well, what happens if... I suppose it wouldn't be a real big... It'd be a big deal if Minnesota didn't make it next year.
Right, exactly. Say Minnesota's one of those teams. Like, great. How's it working now? I don't know. I don't see a savviness in here. I don't see what the difference... three teams makes. Like, in terms of, like, what, three teams are going to sink the tournament? I don't buy into it.
Yeah. It's never, like, somebody never made a decision to save $10 when it's, you know, when you're only spending 20 either.
Right. I mean, if you wanted to take the... You wanted to get it to 16 and have the four bottom teams play with one team as a home game, right? The right to play to get into it? Maybe. But I'm not buying. Done this a long time. I'm not buying into it. It's not the right way to go. Okay? Well, baseball does it. Okay? Men's basketball makes money, everybody. Okay? All right, and having the three extra teams there is not going to sink financially the product.